USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As President Trump prepares to summit with Kim Jong-un of North Korea, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he's cautiously optimistic.
We are hopeful this summit will have set the conditions for future productive talks.
Pompeo is saying North Korea won't be asked to denuclearize for nothing.
He has made it clear that if Kim Jong-un denuclearizes, there is a brighter future for North Korea. Tomorrow, we will get our clearest indication to date of whether Chairman Kim Jong-un truly shares this vision.
Federal net neutrality rules officially end today. The Obama-era regulations had prevented internet service providers from slowing or blocking content or charging more for faster delivery. The FCC under the Trump administration having voted to repeal the rules effective today. And this is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is now calling for more federal funding to help provide suicide days after the CDC says suicide rates are up 30% since 1999, and also just days after two high-profile celebrity suicides in celebrity chef Anthony Bourdain and fashion designer Kate Spade. The CDC says the group with the highest risk for suicide is people 45 to 54 years of age. Bourdain was 61. Spade was 55. It seems the boss is the talk of the 2018 Tony Awards that were handed out last night. Bruce Springsteen awarded a special Tony for the success of his massive hit show, Springsteen on Broadway. He later performed My Hometown during the awards ceremony on CBS. Springsteen's no stranger to sold-out shows and Grammy Awards, of which he has 23. He also won an Academy Award in 1994 for the movie Streets of Philadelphia. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Gas prices fell for most Americans to an average of $2.92 a gallon. That's down 3.5 cents from where it was priced last week at $2.95. John Clemens has more.
Motorists in California are still paying the highest at $3.74. But even that was a decline of 5 cents a gallon. Residents of South Carolina still have the lowest at $2.58. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us not every state saw a decrease in prices.
46 of the nation's 50 states saw average prices decline. The unlucky four with increases, Michigan, Idaho, Ohio, and South Dakota.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
Kia Motors plans to recall over 500,000 cars in the United States this summer to fix an airbag flaw that's linked to a federal investigation into fatal crashes. The recall includes 2010 to 2013 Kia Forte and Forte Coupe sedans, also 2011 through 2013 Kia Optima sedans, and 2011 and 2012 Kia Optima hybrid sedans and Sedona minivans. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration released a statement. In the event of a crash, the airbag control unit may short-circuit, preventing the frontal airbags and seatbelt pretensioners from deploying. Kia said that it's still working on a remedy, with the recall set to begin on July 27th. For USA Radio.